This is a WNRN in studio session. I'm Bob Masalgo, welcoming Bronwyn and her band into our Charlottesville studios. Bronwyn's performing this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Now, the cafe opens at 6 and Bronwyn takes the stage around 8 o'clock. Johnny Mullinax is also playing in tonight's show. Bronwyn's a Charlottesville native and a two-time IBMA Fiddle Player of the Year award winner and has just released her third album. Rattlin' Bones is available now on Sugar Petunia Records and on all of the major streaming services. Welcome back home.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So nice to have you here. How about we start things off with a song?
Yeah, here's Flower Child.
Too much information, it just gets in the way. Where's to her something people try too hard to say? She's a real flower child, hard to tame, kind of wild. Spends her summers driving around from town to town, always see her smiling, you never see her down. One time out in Texas, she slept out on the ground. She can dance. Take a chance in anybody's dream.
Bronwyn live in studio on WNRN, coming from our Charlottesville studios. She and her band are playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall this evening in Charlottesville. The cafe open around 6, and music with Bronwyn will start around 8 o'clock. New album is called Rattlin' Bones, available now on Sugar Petunia Records. Thanks so much for that song.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me here.
I want to talk more about the album, but first, let's go back a few years and talk about your growing up in Charlottesville. You grew up in around North Garden?
Yeah, we had a farm out in North Garden.
Very nice. And you spent some time busking on the downtown mall, right?
I did. I busked like multiple times a week. I would pay for my fiddle lessons and send myself to fiddle camps with it. I would always busk on Fridays after 5, and yeah.
How many years did you do that, and what age did you start?
I started around age 10, and I did it until I left, which was when I was 17.
How'd your parents feel about a 10-year-old busking on the mall?
They were into it. They would, my mom would kind of pace back and forth, so she would sort of like keep an eye on us. My brother would busk too sometimes, but she would kind of keep an eye, but without just sort of sitting there, you know, so she would just kind of walk back and forth and check in on me.
So what was the most surprising thing that happened to you while you were busking?
I don't know. You know, I think one time a guy gave me a $100 bill.
That's pretty nice for a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, this new album, Rattling Bones, is the third one that you put out. It's a real progression. You know, since you went to school at Berklee, you switched from Celtic fiddle to bluegrass, and then you did an instrumental album, then you did one where you sang, and now you've written the songs. Was that always part of your vision going forward?
No, it was kind of more just kind of happened organically. You know, I was just kind of following what I was interested in, you know, so.
Well, it's all come together really nicely. Yeah. Want to play another song from the album?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do this one. This is one I wrote with Melody Walker called The Ride.
One, two, three. Looking down this dusty main street in the midday sun, just killing time. I've been riding this half-broke bus through the middle of the night, and I got all I ever wanted, but I don't feel right. Feeling the rumble of the rumble strips while I'm sitting here waiting for my turn to hit. Now the only thing that I get to decide is, do I want the ride? Circles round the west all summer long, and I miss you. Looking for your face at every festival, just long me to kiss you. I've been calling you up every day, even when I don't have that much to say. But if you happen to ask, I'll say I'm living the dream. I've been riding this half broke bus through the middle of the night, and I got all I ever wanted, but I don't feel right. Feeling the rumble of the rumble strips while I'm sitting here waiting for my turn to hit. Now the only thing that I get to decide is, do I want the ride? I've been riding this half-broke bus through the middle of the night, and I got all I ever wanted, but I don't feel right. Feeling the rumble of the rumble strips while I'm sitting here waiting for my turn to hit. want the ride.
We are with Charlottesville native Bronwyn and her band live in studio on WNRN. They're preparing for a show this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. The music will start there around 8 o'clock. And they've just released a new album called Rattlin' Bones. It's available now on all major streaming services. So glad to have you here and hear those songs from the new album. I've got a question, though. It seems like just picking up songwriting has got to be really difficult. How did you go about that?
Yeah, it definitely didn't come easily to start out with, and it's definitely a big challenge, but it's been really fun and really satisfying. You know, one thing that kind of helped me out when I was trying to write this album was writing with a lot of co-writers. You know, there's a ton of amazing songwriters in Nashville who are willing to come to your house and hang out, and, you know, and you just kind of write a song together. So I feel like I've been learning a lot from that. You know, that process.
Did you have a particular mentor that you think that was very helpful?
Well, I wrote about half the album with Pat McLaughlin, and he's an amazing songwriter. He used to write a lot with John Prine, and he's become a good friend. So, yeah.
Before we go any further, let's go around and meet the rest of the band.
Yeah, this band. That's Tristan Scroggins on the mandolin.
Yeah.
And Frank Evans on the banjo. Grant Dresnick on the guitar. And Larry Cook on the bass. And I've been having so much fun playing with these guys this year. It's, you know, this is the steady band this year, and it's been a blast.
Does that make a big difference as you go forward in terms of having consistency?
Yeah, definitely. It feels like we can, you know, the music can evolve and change, and we can kind of move things forward. And yeah, it's been really cool to see what's been happening with these songs.
I want to let everybody know that in addition to tonight's show at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville, that you can see Bronwyn back in the Commonwealth playing the Watermelon Pickers Fest. That's happening in Berryville on September 12th. I know you've got the show coming up this evening, but do you have time for another song?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, we'll do this one. This is actually the opening track on the record. It's sort of the title track. This one's called Sticks and Stones, and that's where I got the title. Rattlin' Bones is the name of the album, and you'll hear that in the chorus. So.
Can't seem to make no money staying around home. So don't give me a hard time, honey, leaving you alone. It might be a mean old world, but I ain't gonna break. Sticks and stones burning down the highway.
Thank you.
are live in studio on WNRN with Bronwyn in our Charlottesville studios. They're playing this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Showtime's about 8 o'clock. Doors open at 6 o'clock. They'll also be back in the Commonwealth to play the Watermelon Pickers Fest. That's in Berryville on September 12th. So great to have you here. I know you've got things to do this afternoon, but I've got one more question for you if you've got time.
Yeah.
So you have a busy enough professional schedule, but you're coming up on your second anniversary of being married to another award-winning fiddler.
I am. Yeah, I'm married to Jason Carter.
That's right. So, yeah. And I look at the schedules, it looks like you're in Virginia on one weekend, he's on the next weekend. How do you guys manage to get personal time?
Well, it's definitely been a struggle, you know, but that's always how it's been. You know, since we've known each other, we've always been in touring bands, so it's just been kind of a part of our way of life, you know. But I guess, like, you know, Monday through Wednesday is kind of our weekend usually. You know, oftentimes we can be home then, and we've been trying to keep a garden alive this summer in Nashville, which has been, you know, maybe only a partial success, but, you know, it's still been fun to have a hobby at home together. But yeah, we make it work.
Sounds very nice. Once again, thanks so much for coming into the studio today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Bronwyn and her band playing tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Music starts around 8 o'clock, and the new album, Rattlin' Bones, is available now. This is a WNRN in studio session. Thanks to Maddie, Jeff, and Patty for their work on today's session. Also thanks to our WNRN members whose support makes these sessions possible. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.